Blog Talk Radio.
Mentality that keeps you from showing your let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily the daily go get a missing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the... And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get It Mission Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So tonight on the Daily Go Get It Mission Show, we are talking about what makes some people flash their cash. What makes some people flash their cash? Well, hold on. First of all, before I go any further, it looks like I'm already rich, so I'm qualified to talk about this show right here. You know what I mean? This topic right here. Good looking out, Savoy Wilkins, for hooking us up with the super chat. I I appreciate. That's 2 days in a row. I hope it's like a trend to finally get paid out this joint. Yeah. That's what's up, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it mucho. Gracias. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Supporters behind the scenes, like.
Yo, I'm just back here supporting, you know what I mean? You know, it's funny that you're talking about this topic tonight because, you know, I ain't got to be all out there, you know, in chat supporting and whatever. You know, I mean, nothing is wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, I just like to listen to the shows, you know, check out the material, and nobody don't need to know I'm here. But since I have an opportunity to, you know, bless you with a couple of dollars here. But bam, bam.
Yay! Win. That's what's up, man. So, like I was saying, it's a crazy phenomenon. I'm sure that you all know people. I know a bunch of people who make a couple of dollars and they do not hesitate to show you what they have. You know, you're going to see some new clothes. You're going to see some new shoes. You're going to see some new jewelry. You're going to see some new cars. You're going to know where they living. You're going to know what moves they're making. They're going to show you everything. Basically, they're going to wear their whole salary, a year's worth of salary. They're going to display it every day. The same way as we know people who are good looking, pretty, handsome, whatever, have nice bodies and all of that kind of stuff. And you want, if you're on social media, you're going to see them. They're going to be very, very outright. They're going to be very, very revealing. Selfies all the time. You know, sometimes provocative photos, sometimes OnlyFans, all that crazy kind of stuff. Letting you know, like, while I'm young enough to have this body, and even if I'm middle age, I'm showing the world that I got it. I'm a flaunt it, and I know that somebody want it. And if it's not you, I ain't worried about your boo. I'ma still do it for you too, and I'ma still show everybody around the world that's the kind of man I am, and this is my girl. And that's why. And you know, we can say whatever we want to about it. We can feel however we want to about it. We're not going to stop the rock. Speaking of the rock, though, speaking of stopping the rock, many of us are still mourning or very concerned about the rapper, the Philadelphia rapper P&B Rock, who was killed last week. And, you know, we can say whatever we want to about it. We can feel however we want to about it. Many people felt like if he wasn't out and flashing his jewelry, wearing all that expensive jewelry and all of that, maybe his life would have been spared. Maybe he wouldn't have been targeted and all that kind of stuff. It's hard to say. We can all be Monday morning quarterbacks when it comes to that. But he worked for his money. He was popular all around the world, and he felt like he should be able to go out and show some of his spoils of success. And I don't blame him. I ain't mad at him for that. I know I would do the same thing. I may have tried to do it safer, whatever that means, but I have to understand also, I'm a 52-year-old man, and he's a 30-year-old man. And at 30 years old, I was absolutely doing what he was doing. Absolutely. With a lot less money, a lot less access, a lot less choices, a lot less options, a lot less of everything. He was on top of the world. Whatever that means in the industry. So, yeah. It's one of those things. Why do some people show all of their money, or what seems to be like a lot of their money. Speaking of showing all your money, from the people I know who want to show you everything that they have, or talk about everything that they have, or display everything that they have, a lot of them don't have that much. You know, I mean, many of them may only be making like a five-figure salary. A five-figure salary will take you all the way up to $99,000 a year. And if you live in certain neighborhoods and you work your money correctly, shoot,
$99,000 will make you look like a superstar. You can do some things. You can definitely do some things. But when you start thinking about the cost of inflation and the cost of living and where you wherever it is that you live in this world, especially in the United States, with rising costs of living, rising costs of rent and mortgages and things like that, it's tough out here. It is. It's really tough. So when you think about somebody who makes under a six-figure salary, you know, you would think that their options are very limited. But shoot, people be out here making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, and they living like La Vida Loca, baby. They out here flashing. Gucci this, Fendi that, Louis this, whatever they can do. Vacations all the time. Shoot, these young people out here, you know, they on vacation all the time. They running back and forth to Cancun like Cancun is the corner store. I'm tripping. Look, after this pandemic, well, should I say this past summer, because I don't know if we're still in the pandemic or not. All I know is we're not wearing our masks the way we used to. And I know a lot of people, who I know don't have money like that, who I know don't make money like that, but they jumping on a plane going somewhere every time I turn around. Every time I turn around, they in Miami, they in Atlanta, they in Texas, they somewhere in the Caribbean. They down in Mexico. I'm like, what the heck? Costa Rica and all of that. And they'll be quick to tell you, oh, I already had these trips planned before the pandemic. And so they kept putting it off. And now I finally get a chance to go. And I'm like, whatever, man. I know people who make decent money but stay broke because they always spending all the money. Spending and showing all the money that they make and that they have. But that's their choice. That's their business. I'm not here to deny that. That is their business. But it's the same way as I see people out there. I see pretty women out there. I see, you know, handsome men out there, whatever. You know, and they showing their body all the time. On social media. Out in the real world. And I also know very, very good-looking women who have really nice bodies and always have, and they never showed themselves like that. They were always covering up. You get them by themselves. You're like, yo, what the heck? Like, you knew something was going on under there, but you ain't really know what kind of engine was under that hood. You popped the hood, and it got crazy out. Oh, y'all doing this super chat thing for real, huh? Well, Carol, Carol, what you doing this thing like a? What y'all doing this thing like an auction? Yo, man, I appreciate y'all so much, man. Let's see. Carol says, just want to help build your movement. Oh man, y'all, listen, I'm about to y'all gonna have me up here crying. A man ain't supposed to show his emotions. Like, oh, it's only a super chat. Like, no, y'all don't understand. Y'all know how many shows I've watched on YouTube, and I saw people giving a buddy or the super chat, and I was like, I'll handle super chat. That's what's up, y'all. Appreciate it, mucho. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it mucho. Oh, Norris asked, yo, when did the cash party come into play? Look, once we finally got 1,000 subscribers, it opened up. It unlocked some things. You know how you play video games? And it'd be like, oh, you've unlocked this level. You've unlocked that, whatever. Well, yeah, it unlocked. After you get 1,000 subscribers, then they let you start making money. Before then, they like, But I appreciate it. I really, really, really appreciate it. Y'all just don't know. Carol says, I'm accused of being flashy. I don't care what you think. I can't take it with me. I work hard for mine, so I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Carol, talk about something. Go ahead, you big waterhead. You can cry. You know what? Speaking of water, yeah, drink for my my cool big jug. Ugh. Come on, man. Big jug don't want to pop. It's supposed to pop back automatically. Okay, there we go. I'm a big jug. Big jug. Big jug, baby. All right. So, yeah. So, what is it? What is it that makes a person wanna flash their cash, you know, buy expensive cars and basically give the appearance of either spending a lot of money or sometimes living beyond their means? Now, there's an obvious answer here. Just like Carol was saying, she works hard for her money. She can't take it with her. So you might as well, you know, enjoy it while you're here. Listen, I don't have anything against a person having nice stuff. There is nothing like having nice stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a good look. It is. It's a good look. You know, whatever nice things are to you. Some people like gadgets. Some people like cars. Some people are always fixing up their cars, you know, putting extra stuff on rims and spoilers and getting extra things done to their engine for speed and things like that. Everybody has their thing. Everybody has that thing that they spend money on. But when you spend your money on looking like you have more money, I'm just asking, what makes a person do that? T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you, girl. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. Appreciate it. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host on 752, and we are talking about what makes some people flash their money. What makes some people flash their body? What makes them do it? You know? All right. So we get into it. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock on and do the damn thing. All right. So I see we have another super chat. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always, yo, I appreciate it. She says people love to be the big man on campus. But that says people love T.I. Be the big man on campus. What does that mean, T.I.? They like the rapper. I know you ain't going to spend another $10 just to correct it. I know you ain't going to spend another $10 just to correct it. Correct that comment. But, yo, I appreciate. Hola, Salima. Hola, Salima. Appreciate it. I show a lot of love. I really appreciate it, though, yo. But, yeah. So, y'all giving out money. Y'all supporting, you know, financially, I'ma show my money. Yeah. When I get this fat YouTube check, and so far it's gonna be like $20, I'm gonna be like, yo, I might come and do and be chilling with a pizza on the show. Like, yo, this pizza costs $20. We having a pizza party. Y'all just can't have none. Y'all finance this though. Here's a slice for you. A slice for you. And it's going to be premium, extra cheese, veggie. You know, we're going to get it popping up in here. We're going to get it popping up in here. But, yeah, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Like I said, I've known people who really didn't have that much money, but they made a couple of dollars. You know, they had a good job. You know, some people who make, listen, even though it's not a lot of money, if you make $20 an hour or more, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be able to work something out. You know, $20 an hour doesn't get you what it would have gotten you 20 years ago. But you can't say that you make $20 an hour and don't make good money. You make good money. You ain't rich. You ain't nowhere near it. You're not scratching the surface of being rich. But you make decent money. You make enough money to whereas you can make your money into some money. But some people who make $20 an hour, they're going to run around and make it look like they're making $40 an hour. People who make $40 an hour running around looking like they make $80 an hour. And it goes on and 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 on. And incidentally, $40 an hour is not six figures yet. You're not there. You're not there. You're getting close. You're getting close. You're climbing up that ladder. But you're not there. Almost there, baby. Almost there. So yeah. People flashing their money. We talked briefly about PNB Rock. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, brothers. A lot of rappers have gotten killed, seemingly still caught up in a past life. Dang, Norris, y'all showing off tonight. Yo. I'm just here making money. Appreciate it. My brother Norris. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna be showing this money off. I'm gonna be showing this money off. Yo, man, thank y'all so much. Y'all been watching this show for years. Helping me grow. We still got so much farther to go. But this is monumental. Monumental. Cause I subscribe and what they call they have this thing on YouTube now where you can actually join the show. So you can more than subscribe to the channel. Now you can join the channel. So it's like a monthly fee. I haven't set it all the way up yet, but yeah, I do that for other shows. You know, like because YouTube doesn't let certain channels monetize because of their content and stuff like that. So if I like their content, I'll join their show, or if they have a show on another platform like what do you call it, Patreon, I'll join their Patreon so they can get paid. Carol says, Oh, Pam, we have a pizza party? Yeah, we will do that. TK writes, can I borrow $35, please? You know what? Some of us are talking, sure. Sure thing, he got it now. They ain't delivered it. They ain't cut the check yet. I might got it. I might get it. I see that we have a caller on the line, y'all. Caller with the last numbers, 4215. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Little Show. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, man, I didn't know I was in the queue, but okay.
You is in the queue. What's going on?
Well, all right. Man, what a difference a couple of weeks makes.
I'll say, right?
Right. That's what's happening. Oh, man, people flash me money. Broke people do it the best.
They do. They do. It's crazy.
I always go back to, you know, the 30s on the old bucket cars, but yet the car is sitting parked in the yard with grass growing up under it.
Yep.
They got a Benz they can't afford to keep up.
Yep. And you got to have money to be able to have a Benz or BMW, because both of those cars, Benz's, BMWs, and Audis are money pits. If you don't have money to maintain the upkeep of those cars, you're not going to have them cars. They're going to be sitting.
Yeah. They say you be the master of money, don't let money be your master.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those
wow.
will do it.
Yeah.
Those
definitely.
Do it. You know,
definitely.
I used to always wonder how come, like, on those game shows, they never give away, like, really nice cars. You know what I mean? I used to be like, why don't they give away, like, a Cadillac? You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't give away a Cadillac or a Lincoln or, you know, something nice? Something, because they know, first of all, you have to pay the taxes on the vehicle. That's what they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they giving you the vehicle, but not the taxes. And those game shows are in California. So you know the cost of living and the tax the tax. Yeah. In California, so it ain't cheap. you wind up.
Yeah, because I've been noticing in recent years about. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking about, you know, in recently. The Price is Right, in particular, since you're talking about game shows, and especially in California, they have been having like real cheap cars on there, you know, little three-cylinder cars, you know.
Yeah.
Every now and then you might see, you know, they might have the, you know, they might have an Alfa Romeo, you know, they might have an expensive car show on occasion.
Okay. I've never seen
them.
Right. You know, I've seen them, you know, give away like the Toyota Corollas and things like that. I always be wondering, like, oh, a brand new Honda Civic, huh? Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, a four cylinder, if anything. You know, you don't see see SUVs on the regular.
I sure don't. You know, maybe what was that first Kia? A Sportage, because that was a four cylinder. You know, so stuff like that.
Yeah.
They would make sure it was a car that was pretty affordable. You know what I mean? So you would at least be able to get the thing home. Because like I said, a lot of people had to sell the car instead of taking it home. They didn't have the tax money.
Wow.
Went out there to California, won a car, couldn't keep a car. Because they was like, well, I would have had to drive the car all the way home anyway. I flew out here. I ain't trying to drive that home. But anyway,
Yeah, we're not doing 2,000-3,000 miles. We're not doing that.
But let me ask you this. You know, since you were saying that broke people do it the best, that broke people are always showing off of the money that they have, whatever, they always spending, sometimes living beyond their means and stuff like that. Well, what about the person that really does make good money and, you know, they may not be stingy or cheap or anything like that, but they never really, like, you know, that relative that you have or that friend that you have, you know that they make good money. You know that they went to school, you know, maybe various schools to do whatever they do, you know, whether you're talking about specialty schools, trade schools, colleges, whatever. And you know they make decent money, but they never talk about how much money they make in salary. But you know that the job that they do, you know the pay scale, but they never dress in expensive clothes. They never wear, like, expensive jewelry. If they do, they might wear, like, one piece of jewelry, and you know it costs a lot, but it's never flashy. It's always conservative looking, like, you barely even look at it. You know, you might not even really peep it. Like, I know it's something to that, but I don't know how much it is to it. You know what I mean? They might drive, like, a little four-cylinder car or something like that. Maybe a little something nice, but not a... They're not going to go out and buy like a Tesla, the good Tesla, not these Uber Teslas that they're putting out these days.
Oh, yeah. It's straight Joe Schmoing it out.
Yeah. You know, they not showing nothing. But the good ones, you can always go to them if you're down, if having a baby shower or a wedding or whatever. They always come through and give nice, expensive gifts. You know what I'm saying? But they don't show They don't never they never carry cash.
Oh.
Never flash nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, well, you know about the cribs, but you just can't pop up on them all the time either.
Exactly.
Yo, right?
Oh, they're going to live in a nice crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to live in a nice crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not just going to just walk up on any given day.
That's right. And it's nice stuff in the crib, too. But you got to come to the crib
yeah.
to see how they living. You got to come to their crib to see what they working with in their bank account. Other than that, you're not going to see it. You're never going to see it. What do you think gets, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you think that that's a maturity thing? Would you consider that to
I
be
do.
Mature? Okay. All right.
I do.
All right.
I do.
Okay.
And well, again, with, you know, things like financial literacy has not been taught to especially particularly us.
Yeah,
you
know
a
that.
Lot of people, a lot of us don't get it until around the age we are now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some may be fortunate enough to, you know, pay attention to the game. Because I remember, rest in peace to my uncle, I remember he told me in my 20s, if I started saving $50, by the time I got to 50, it had been $50,000. And here I am, you know, here we are over 50, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, he was right. You know?
Yeah, it's real. It's real. And I would think that you would find out, I would think that you would learn your lesson once you know how when you're younger,
mm-hmm.
especially if you go to college or whatever, they just be giving you all these credit cards. You can really get yourself
right.
messed up that way. You know what I mean?
Oh,
because
when I was
in Penn State, me and all my friends, we had all this, you know, we had all these TVs and stereo equipment and all that kind of, so we was broke as jokes. But we had all this stuff that we was buying because we had credit. We was getting credit cards. We was spending our loan money should I say financial aid money, whatever we had left for our refund, whatever we was blowing the money, and a lot of us got caught up out there. How you filing for bankruptcy before you get your first degree? Here you are, 22 years old. You are bankrupt. Like, what you doing?
Wow.
Yeah, it was happening to some people. So you would think that once you go through that, then once you got back on your feet and started understand how money works, then you would start to do better. But it doesn't always work that way for everybody. For some people, it's just like, well, you know, shoot, I had it before, I'm going to get it again. But they have to be out there showing it. And I always wonder what makes a person feel like they have to show it. And I guess I'm one to talk. I mean, I like to show certain things too, but I'm not going to show you the real money. I'll show you the rest of the little flashy money that everybody else is showing. From my point of view, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
the weekend gear, huh?
Pretty much, just like that. Yeah. But what about just. Like people who, like I'm sure you know women who have, or at least a woman or something like that, who have a really, really nice body. I mean, they got the bow and the boom, but they always cover up. I used to know this girl who had big bazookas, but she used to wear these really tight bras. And you really didn't see what she was working with until you got her by herself and she took that thing off and they was spilling out. I was like, What?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I was like, yo, to this day, she still do that. Like, if I see her here and there in the city or whatever, and I'm like, she's still keeping that secret. She married, been married over 10 years and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, it is what it is. Meanwhile, you can't even just say it's young girls, but you have these women out here that's showing everything, like leaving nothing to the imagination. Like, why such a big disparity? What do you think about that?
Growing up in poverty, you know, it seems like the hustle mentality is like ingrained, you know, where hustling is more or less a necessity. So, you know, like James Brown said, she use what she got to get what she wants.
Right. Well, some do it, and some don't. And it always makes me scratch my head or wonder, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it a self-esteem issue? Like, are the ones who have nice bodies, who show it all the time, do they have, like, really high self-esteem? Because when you get to know some of them, a lot of them, you realize, like, no, they're actually very insecure, which is why they're showing everything. So I'm like, what does insecurity look like? Exactly.
Ooh.
Like, you understand
it
what
probably,
I mean? Like,
it probably, yeah, well, it could be being on more defense than anything, you know?
Yeah.
Where they just don't want to draw the attention. They know what they have, and they know that it'll, you know, if nothing else, you know, they tend to be in a situation or scenarios in most cases where, you know, the men are thirsty, you know.
Yeah,
that could be part of it.
It could be that, or I mean, but some of the personal ties that I've had with some of those women, they just said, like, I don't want to be out here looking like that. It doesn't have anything to do with sexual assault or unwanted attention. It does have something to do with unwanted attention. Yeah. You know, they told me, I just don't think that that's cool. You know, like, I don't have to do that. You know, some have said, I only want my man touching me. You know how,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've known women who wouldn't even shake hands with a man that they didn't, that they wasn't intimate with, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no. It could be for various reasons. Some women are easily turned on, but they only want to be touched by their man. Like, other than that, no, ain't
mm-hmm.
none of that hugging, ain't none of that. You know, we ain't got to do all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I
class
used to hear
etiquette.
A lot of that.
Yeah, that could be a factor too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Or, is the word etiquette I'm thinking of?
Well, according to Carol, she says it's called modesty. Modesty.
Yeah, that's another good word too.
Hmm. Modesty. Man, that almost sounds like a lost art or a forgotten word. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we even know the meaning?
Yeah, especially modesty. That is a good word. A scenario right there is when she knows you're noticing her and she gives you that thank you, but keep looking type of look.
Yeah,
and keep it walking. Yeah. And don't over switch as she keeps walking, but just does just enough. Yeah, modesty. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, any man should be able to appreciate that. But you would think that that men out here are calling for these women to take off everything. But I recognize how social media has us thinking that things are one way when they're really not that way. You know, so
right.
It's easy for us to think that the new trend is for everybody to do that. And when we get to somebody who's more rebellious against what trends may look like they are forcing everybody to do or revealing everybody to be participating in, it can throw you off a little bit. It can kind of bring you back to a different reality that you may have forgotten
mm-hmm.
or that you didn't think existed anymore. Like, you don't crave all of this attention like everybody else does. But you say
no.
that I can see. All right, I'm cool with that. You know,
right? Oh, you know what's another one? Another strategy as far as what makes people fresh. Remember how music videos used to have us doing that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
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 Flashing the owner's money instead of theirs. Well,
man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What,
you know what I'm saying?
They used to rent the jewelry. They used to rent the cars in the video.
Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the crib. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the pool.
Yeah, just speaking of the, like on them Yo MTV Cribs, Joe, I didn't know that a lot of those houses wasn't even the people who the show was about. That wasn't even
right.
A crib.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, shout out to Red Man for keeping it real with his crib.
Yo, that was a reality that I wasn't ready for, right? Yeah, that was something else. Yeah, Red took it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exposing everybody like, oh, all right, Red, I see what you But yeah. Yeah, but it's a true thing.
I'm sorry, going back in that vein about Redman too. You know, as far as like people flashing in the videos acting, and then they're actually living like how Red is describing, you know?
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. True, yeah. True indeed. I don't know how much money Snoop Dogg makes, but you know he makes an awful lot. He has been relevant in this game since forever. You know what I mean?
Oh,
with no end in sight. Everybody seems to have a little piece of Snoop Dogg. You know, people, black people love him, white people love him. Like, Snoop can't die. He can't lose. You know, intellectuals love him. Gangsters love him. Like, Uncle Snoop is just... Without saying a single rhyme, he is getting away with. He has maintained.
Man, 30 years in the game will do that.
30 years in the game, yeah. And it's funny you hear him talk about how when he was with Death Row, he wasn't getting paid nothing. He didn't learn how. He didn't learn what kind of money he was supposed to be making until he got with Master P. It was like, well, I can have this much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your debut album went 5 times platinum, but you didn't make no money off of that. That's crazy.
Right.
Like, I can't think of a contract that was that bad.
Yeah. And I was just also thinking, speaking of which, I was thinking about, I was listening to a song by EPMD, and E-Double mentioned driving the Samurai Suzuki.
Mm-hmm. He said he drives a Corvette. I drive a Samurai. I was like, wait a minute. That's a big
difference.
Right? Yeah. DMD was the one with the vet.
Yeah.
The funny thing about it is once you got to know more about that group, you find out that PMD came from money a little bit, though.
Yeah, he knew how to work. Yeah, he knew how to invest.
His parents and everything. He was never, you know, he came from a family that was very financially conscious and whatever. So it wasn't that much of a surprise that he would pursue that. So he was always on it. So you remember how all of their albums used to start had the word business in it. That was
business.
All PMD's idea. You know what I'm saying? That was. Mm-hmm. That was all P's idea. That wasn't Eric. So,
right.
But yeah. We didn't know how much money they was making though, and evidently the Hit Squad didn't know how much PMD was making either. But when everything hit the fan, it was like that had a lot to do with their breakup and the robbery and all that old crazy stuff. Like
Death Squad.
Well, the Death Squad was E's group when he broke off.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
PMD.
Yeah,
when they were together, it was the Hit Squad with Redman Dos Effects and was the
okay.
Was the Spellbound boy now?
Oh, K-Solo.
Yeah, K-Solo. Yeah.
Look like he's still doing that apartment living too. Last I saw him some kind of interview I think he was doing. Yeah.
I saw a few interviews with him on YouTube. He was talking about a lot of things. about how he got started, right. A lot of insider information about the game.
Yeah.
But before we get ready to get on about it here, let me ask you this.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see a connection between the people who don't flash money and who don't flash their bodies, and the same connection between people who flash their money and flash their bodies? Like, is it?
Yeah.
Are they one of the same?
You know, I think that as far as upbringing and professionalism, they tend to go hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A lot of times I'm not going to look too far off from how I look at work. Yeah. I mean, if it comes to casual, I'm casual, but I wouldn't be ghetto flashy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Again, that's never been my MO anyway, but, the qualms, the black qualms, you got to be careful because, you know, some of us have been robbed before, you know?
Yeah. You would think when you get robbed, it would kind of ground you a little bit more, but only if you see that as the reason you got robbed. If you don't look at it that way, then you're probably not going to change anything. Right.
Yeah. Well, in Philly, is are chains still a thing? Are people still rocking out to, you know, like they did back in the day?
Not really. They smoke too much weed, and so it's not, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, when you smoke a lot of weed, you don't get fly. That's what weed smokers never admit that, but it's true. Deep weed smokers do not care about getting fly. You know what I mean?
As long as they clean, yeah.
Yeah. You know, today's weed smokers ain't yesterday's weed smokers. Back in the day, weed smokers these weed smokers, it's too much THC in the weed. Like, that ain't the weed.
Oh, yeah, because they just looking grimy anyway. I mean, I've seen some, man. Yeah.
They tell you nothing,
I mean, man. Man. I mean, you can't even twist it. Yeah, man, their twists are all, the roots of their twists are all like 2 months
you,
old. Man.
They are dust bunnies.
Man, that's putting it mildly. Word.
That's that dust bunny weed.
He said dust bunny weed. I'm about to use that.
Rolling down the hallway. Somebody needs to sweep you up. Somebody needs to sweep you up, man.
Yeah, I like that.
Who's going to put that out there? You know what I mean? You're smoking that dust bunny. Like, I don't know angel dust, and I ain't talking about that. You smoking that dust bunny. That's a new word for Kush.
Man, that tumbleweed.
All right, well, listen, we gotta get on the body.
Right,
but I appreciate everything. You know what I mean? That you've been a part of for all these years. Appreciate all of y'all. Thank you for your support so much.
Word. That's what's up, man. I'm glad I got to check up with y'all. I checked out the YouTube of your last show, which was about the I forgot. My short term sucks, but it was good. It was a good topic. Help me out.
What, did you on last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was talking about man, you got me now. Hold on. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. You know, like show last night.
Because I watched it earlier today, as a matter of fact.
Scared to date somebody who's really good looking. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I first started the show, connecting with you with the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned before about having a house guest that was just that fine. You know, she's fine, you know, scared to have a relationship with. Well, she's too young for me anyway. But damn it, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're afraid to touch a flower because she might disintegrate on you type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But
it's
it's a real thing. And some people just naturally look like they have money when they don't, or maybe they just grew up. But like, case in point with this person we're talking about, she was brought up to keep herself, you know, keep her appearance up. So, and I know, and I see why, some people, when they actually do have a nice house or something like that, they have to have a separate bathroom for their wives. Have to. But, okay, it's 8 o'clock, man. Then you gotta shut it down. So shout out to everybody on the chat, Cheryl, Ansel, Carol, Taki. Yeah, much love.
Without a doubt.
And,
good looking, man.
And,
I'll holler at you next
time. All right,
time.
Y'all take care.
All right,
we'll get back. All right, peace.
Good stuff. Great stuff. Appreciate it. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. September 21st, last day of summer, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are special. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lisa Forrest, turning 60 years old today, and also Upriser General, happy birthday to you, and Michelle Rhodes, happy birthday to you, and Karen Thomas Broadneck, happy birthday to you, and Rochelle Addison, turning 43 years old today, and Cint Ryder, and Cint is spelled C-Y-N-T, I think it's probably short for Cynthia, and also Angel Whitley, turning 35 years old today, and Andre Scott, turning 37 years old today, and Sandra Willis, turning 39 years old today, and Tasha Toomer, go get a Tasha Toomer, happy birthday to you, and Mary Angel, Angelano Burrell, happy birthday to you, and she's raising money for Bridget Collins Family Support Center. All right, and last but not least, my man, Dion Taylor. Happy birthday to you, Dion. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday when it's glorious. September 21st. I hope that today finds you all in good mind, body, happiness, soul, and all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Some people are going to show their money. Some people are not going to show their money. It doesn't really indicate how much money you have. We can make a lot of assumptions about how much money is in somebody's pockets. But you know how it is when you start counting what's in people's pockets, and when somebody starts counting what's inside of yours, you never really know. You don't know how much they're carrying on their person. You don't know how much they have in the bank. You don't know how much somebody is giving them. You don't know how much they have left to spend or save. But we do know that it says something about each and every person who decides to display or to conceal. I don't even want to say conceal, but should I say fail to display what they are working with. You're going to do what makes you feel comfortable. Ultimately, sometimes you have something to prove out there about, I want to say like people who grew up without having any money, sometimes they feel the need to show everybody like, look, I've arrived. I'm up. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, yo. I'm doing it. And I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Just be careful out there because sometimes people see people who have it and they want to take it away because they don't have it yet and they don't have any way to make it the way that you did. So just be careful. But do your thing. Whatever makes you happy, If you're not hurting anybody in the process, I say go on, press on, keep doing it, baby. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Y'all be safe tonight, though, because we still got a little bit left. So, Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.